The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We should not think that the test of Karbala was an easy test. That would be a disservice to us ourselves to tell us that, oh, it was just a walk in the park. They did the right thing. They saw the imam. No, it was an incredible test. The one thing that we can say about the companions is this. Their faith was incredibly strong. The faith that these men had was something that was very special. And for us as believers, people who are now away from the living imam, and trying to prepare and using Muharram as a dry run, seeing where our place is in history, where we can help out, what we can do, we definitely want to see if we can also at least have the beginnings of what I call that faith, which is Ashura'i. Without understanding that faith, and with, or God forbid, watering it down so that we make ourselves also equal to those companions, that's a disservice to us. We really need to know what it was, what it is, what Islam demands. Then, if we see that, at least we can move in that direction and we'll get ready to serve our imam. Faith, brothers and sisters, the faith that they had that enabled them to pass that test had some conditions. Every mu'min or mu'mina doesn't have that faith that they had. It's good for us to talk about it. What were the conditions to make their faith acceptable? What do we have as the bare minimum of faith in order to be able to serve our imam? I mean, you and I, inshallah, all of us are planning and hoping to be the elite troops of the imam, shock troops for the imam. But that means that there's some work that we have to do in the background. So what is it that they had, that faith which was Ashura'i? As I said, brothers and sisters, there's conditions to it. The first condition, brothers and sisters, is that true faith, this is now, I want to share ayat of the Quran. Right? True faith in Islam, iman in Islam, has certain conditions. If those conditions are there, then one can say, Alhamdulillah, at least I'm a mu'min. I'm inside the door. If not, then we really have to work. What's the first condition? The first condition is that we have to have what's called intellectual conviction. Each and every one of us, you and I, as believers, we have to have intellectual conviction about the faith that we have. There is no way on earth that someone will pass, will be at that test, will be with the ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But then if you ask them, why are you a Muslim? Why are you committed? Why do you do your responsibilities? The person's answer is that I'm a Muslim because my daddy's a Muslim. It doesn't work like that. Intellectual conviction, brothers and sisters, is that you and I, each and every one of us, are convinced about the tenets of Islam ourselves. We believe in them. Not because of what other people are doing, not because of what other people are saying. You and I are personally convinced about these tenets, and we believe in them. Intellectual conviction. Without intellectual conviction, believers will make mistakes. When you look at the words of our scholars, they say that without intellectual convictions, a group of so-called believers can turn around and be the people who burn the tents of the imam. So the first condition is that you and I have to absolutely be convinced about what it is that we're doing. I believe God is my creator. I believe he's just. I believe he's all-knowing. I believe that. I can confidently say the Quran is literally the word of God from the first till the end. I've accepted this. I've embraced this. Imam Ali is my imam. Because you can't unlearn the truth. What happens, though, is there is a tendency without this to become a ritualist Muslim. And you'll hear me mention this a lot. Because being a ritualist Muslim, brothers and sisters, is part of the problem and the reason that the imam is not here. There are a lot of people who do a lot of good things. They believe, they practice, they pray. But deep down inside, they're not ideological Muslims. There are areas where they're comfortable with not doing what Allah says. Why is that the case? Part of it is because intellectually, I haven't been convinced. You hear it in the words of people. Sometimes the things that people say, when they're presented, when you're talking about Islam, what Islam says, religious, you'll hear the person say, well, I think that's extreme. Islam, a part of Islam, I think that's extreme. That means nobody walked me through this process to actually figure out what it is that I'm doing. Why am I here? What do I say? What do I believe? Intellectual conviction. So what happens is sometimes people will do the right things, but it's not necessarily for the right reasons. And that is dangerous. Somebody doing the right things, not for the right reasons, it shows itself later. Intellectual conviction has to be there. Someone might be practicing the rituals of Islam, wearing the hijab, making salat, fasting, all the wonderful things. Am I personally convinced? Is this literally because God said? Do people matter in this equation? What the imam says is whoever comes in to this religion by the book and the sunnah, mountains will move, but this person won't move. Other people will change. Other people will not agree, right? But I'm intellectually convinced you can't unlearn the truth. It doesn't matter what people are doing anymore. So intellectual conviction. If you look at the verses of the Quran, you see that faith for us Muslims, this is what makes us different to the rest of the world. It's a well-thought-out intellectual conclusion. It's faith with backup, with reasoning. Ayat of the Quran. Fabashir ibad. Give good tidings to my servants. Alladhina yastami'una al-qawl. Those who listen to the word. Fayattabi'una ahsana. And then they follow the best of it. Why are you a Muslim? Because it's the best thing that's out there. Other religions don't make sense. I'm convinced. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. We sent our prophets with clear proofs. It's not a religion where I'm following because of what other people are doing. Now, that doesn't mean that just because of my intellect, because it's not that hard to grasp. Islam is not like learning a third language, it's so difficult, it's so different, it's not in line with the fitrah. No, this is easy. Especially if a person is not committing a lot of sins. The person who's not committing a lot of sins, Islam makes sense. Either that or hearing a lot of doubts and questions, these kind of things. Otherwise, Islam makes sense. Now, it doesn't mean, brothers and sisters, that just because I have intellectual conviction, I will know all of the answers to any sort of a doubt that anybody brings up. It might be the case that somebody brings up a doubt, I don't know, I have to come back, I speak to my local scholar, I seek clarification. It doesn't mean that my intellectual conviction is wrong. It's possible somebody go over, they mention something, and I'm not be ready for that. There's a story they tell, and inshallah it's not true. They said once there was a sister, she was sitting on an airplane, and a man came and was sitting down next to her. And he said, what's that book that you're reading? She said, this is the Quran. He started to laugh. He said, "The Quran? You mean that book that talks about that prophet that was swallowed by the whale?" Mocking. She said, "You mean Prophet Yunus?" "Yeah." He said, "Do you believe that stuff?" She said, "Yeah, I believe it." He said, "Well, then how can you, just tell me, how can someone survive in the belly of a well, in the ocean? Tell me how that is." The woman thought for a second. She was like, "I'm not sure, actually." The woman said this. She said that, "When I go to heaven, then I'll tell you. I'll talk to him, I'll find out." The guy said, "What if he's not in heaven?" She said, "Well, then you ask him." It might be the case that I don't have all of the answers initially, but I know where to refer to. Islam is a religion with an intellectual basis. The first condition for that iman, which was Ashura'i.
To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.